You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Buinovich, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now your host, award-winning Jessica R. Buinovich.
Hello, good afternoon, people, ladies, everyone in the world, all over the world. Happy Monday, happy, happy Monday. And I hope you watched the show last night. Was it last night, Max? Yes. Max, did you love that, how Tom Brady won?
Oh yeah, I thought it was fun.
You're not that fun. I don't think you were excited.
No. You know, for me, what it excites me is seeing your Wake Up and Pray. I love, you know, when you do your Instagram with Wake Up and Pray. And what excites me more is, you know, doing my show on Sundays. And what excites me more is knowing that when we do a show, we motivate, inspire, and educate, you know, our listeners and viewers. Last night I had on the show Mary C. Smith, and she's coming on your show today, which I'm super excited for. So how are you, Jess? First and foremost, how are you, Jess?
I am so good. Actually, okay, remember we talked about having the Black History, the History Month, right? But we're taking a break just for this week because of the Valentine's Day. And I feel when I saw Mary last night on your show, she is like the perfect guest for today's show. Because I called you and I was like, I want to talk about love, right?
I remember. We were like, we need to produce a show about love. Because, you know, after every show, you always say, give love to the next person you see that you after listening or watching to the show.
Yeah. And love is important. I'm wearing red. I'm wearing red lipstick. And on Valentine's Day is my love's birthday. My Max's birthday is on Valentine's Day. That's why he's full of love.
I love
Happy
you,
birthday.
Hey,
before you leave, okay, can I tell you this story? Because this actually will resonate to the, you know, it's connected to our, what do you call it, our topic for today. Have you heard? And you said you have not heard this story. I can't believe you haven't heard this. So I was browsing for, you know, my Wake Up and Pray. And I just saw this story and I was like, oh my God, this is like such a good story. Okay. So there is a lady, a Christian lady who goes to the church every, you know, Sunday and not even Sunday. Like she's really on it. Like she's a very devout, you know, Christian. And the pastor, and she told the pastor, she's like, this is going to be my last time to go to church. And I'm moving, you know, I don't know if I'm moving anywhere, but this is the last time. And the pastor asked the woman, why? Well, because I cannot, you know, I cannot stand seeing these people in church. Most of them are on their cell phones. And then looking at their social media, some are, you know, some are just texting and some people are just gossiping. Some just ain't living right. They are just all hypocrites and, you know, and you're not doing anything or saying anything about this. And the pastor got silent and said, okay, if that is what you want, but may I ask you to do something for the last time before you make your final decision? And she said, what is that? He said to take a glass full of water and walk around the church two times and don't let any water fall on the ground. So the lady said, of course, I can do that. She then came back and said, okay, pastor, I'm done. He asked her three questions. Did you see anybody on their phone? Did you see anybody gossiping? Was anybody living wrong or doing wrong? And she said, well, I didn't see anything because I was so focused in the glass so that the water won't fall. The pastor told her, when you come to church, you should not be focused. You should only be focused on Christ so that you don't, so you won't fall. This is why Jesus said, follow me. Jesus did not say, follow Christians. Don't let your relationship with God be determined by how others relate with God. Let it be the Jesus Daily. So, so I thank you, Jesus Daily, for sharing this because I read this from them and I read it from another pastor. So let us stop focusing on others' fault, what they have, and what or what they have and what we don't have. Instead, focus on ourselves and what we have and allow God to guide us the right path and live righteously so we may receive the bountiful promise that he has for us. Isn't that so crazy?
I love that. And you know what it reminds me of? There's a great saying.
Yeah.
You know why people talk behind your back?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're supposed to be behind you, you know? So it's very much like, you know, there's always going to be talk about you and everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just part of the process. But we don't turn around. We have to keep our eye focused on our purpose, on our passion, on our mission.
Yes.
And, you know, Jess, you do that every Monday on The Polished Woman. You do that every Sunday with Wake Up and Pray.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I, and it's so obvious that you're living your passion and your purpose. You know, you are living your passion and your purpose in the simplicity that, you know, when you win an award, and I always have to bring this back to winning an award, because it's the validation of, you know, we always tell our listeners and our viewers, we see you, we hear you, you matter.
Yes.
But when the industry, like the Davy Awards, the Telly Awards, the Communicator Awards, the W3 Awards, when they give you an award, Jess, what they're saying is, we see you, we hear you, and you matter. And what your work is your passion. And so you rise up every Monday with your passion to give women the opportunity to live really their authentic life, to live in a place of peace, to live in a place of love, to live in a place of sharing, of caring and kindness. And so, you know, you can walk around, you know, and it's very like, I always, you know, that's who you are. You are walking around with that glass every single day, no matter where you go. You are walking with that glass filled with water and you're focusing on your passion, your purpose, and your mission for God. You know, so even though you're not holding the water physically, you're holding the water in your heart.
Yes.
And you're holding the water in your words. And you're holding the water in your action. And that's really what I see you doing. And that's why, you know, it's all about loving yourself. And you, you know, we're Aquarius, so it just naturally comes with love.
Yes.
But you are one of the most loving persons I know on this planet.
Aww.
Your heart is so huge. You give love. You really do give love to everybody you see after watching and listening to this show. And, you know, I think you're a pure example of how women should love, because you love unconditionally. You don't care what anyone has going on in their life. You know, you love the person for the person. And you love the person for the person because you love yourself. And I know it hasn't been easy being able to love yourself. And I know it hasn't been easy loving your family and your children and every, you know, but you take that step to carry that glass of water to focus on love. And that's what the purpose of The Polished Woman is. So I love you. I know you're going to have a great show. Well, you know, because we speak from the heart here, you know, and your guests speak from the heart and you speak from the heart. So for me, for you, for Valentine's Day, you know, everyone is giving their little secret crushes and their little Valentine's cards. So my Valentine's Day card to you is a spoken word of I love you, and continue to carry that glass filled with love, focusing on your passion, your purpose, and your mission. So here's to a great show.
Thank you. So everyone, ladies, I hope you have that glass. Thank you, love. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, you made me cry. I hope you guys have that glass of water with you, and, you know, focus on that water and don't focus on anything around, you know, anything around you that does not matter to you. So this is a good show that we are going to discuss. It's about loving yourself. We have to love ourselves first, take care of ourselves before we can give this to others. The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. Audrey Hepburn. So for today, our Valentine's guest for this week is about loving yourself. I love you so, I told myself. Ladies and gentlemen, I know some gentlemen are listening. Today, I am joined by the incredible Mary C. Smith, right? Founder of Oh My Girl Media. Hey, Mary!
Hi!
Hi. Oh my gosh, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so good. Thank you. I'm just so honored and such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Max started me with crying, so I'm sorry.
It's okay. I cried today too. Do it. Just do it.
I know. I cannot wait. A lot of you know, people are like texting me now, how can we join this? Okay. But before that, we always want, you know, just to whoever is tuning in right now for the first time, we always want to guest someone here on our show wherein I know that I would learn something from. And so I want to have, I hope that every day that you listen to our show, you would learn something, you know, and you will take home something from what, you know, from our show. And I love talking about survival, talking about ups and downs of life, because when you're out there, Mary, all you see in the social media and outside is all the happy moments, right? Yeah. You don't see the, you know, you don't see the lows of all these people. So yeah, you're the right one for our, you know, for today's show. So tell us your story. Tell us, you know, your ups and downs and share it to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I am the youngest of 14 children.
I know, 14.
Yeah. I have seven brothers, seven, six sisters. There wasn't a whole lot of self-care.
Yeah.
That wasn't really on the menu as a child. We were just, I was always in survival mode. I really feel like I've been working since I've been like 8 years old, just trying to figure things out. You got to figure things out in a hurry. There's a certain kind of mastery when you live with 15 people. And then I've just always worked myself almost to death, you know, in all the situations that I've been in. But I bring success to all the places I've been in. You know, long story short, I'm on the other side of, you know, I was obese as a child. I've overcome addiction, divorce, bankruptcy.
You lost mental 100 abuse. Pounds, right?
I did. I lost 100 pounds. Gained 25 pounds back. Look, right? Like, yeah. I'm going to eat that cake, Jess. I'm going to eat it.
Loving yourself. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Not depriving myself, because that just leads to disaster. So, so now I am on my own journey to figure out how to love myself. I never really felt worthy. I never felt special. I never felt anything because I didn't have a lot of guidance as a child. I had to figure things out on my own. And then I had a healing experience last year, which was something that changed my life. And I gave myself an ounce of kindness and the universe opened up and gave me a barrel full of it. And I learned empathy and self-compassion in that day. And I decided to make it my life's work to help any other woman that is struggling out there who's starting up their business or has an existing business and needs a leg up. I'm a customer service expert, very good at negotiations. I've been in a male's world my whole life. And I was in the executive branch of a franchise business. So I've had that BDE.
Mary, you made a small company into a multi-million company, right?
Yes.
Like $1 million company and
two of them.
Yeah.
And I did that while I was still having my secret addiction problem. So now I can just imagine what I can do now with a clear head. So I'm really just dedicated. I'm here to serve. I decided that I'm just going to be here to serve and let other women know that they're not alone and that there's another side to depression and divorce and whatever else that's getting you down and keeping you down. Mm-hmm. That I am, you know, an arm of support that they can put their head on. I'm here for them.
How did you give yourself an ounce of kindness?
So I was supposed to have.
And what does it mean? Yeah,
I'll tell you. Excuse me. I was supposed to have a hip replacement surgery last year in April, and COVID. Mm-hmm. They canceled it due to COVID because they said it was an elective surgery, right? Then it was canceled two more times due to COVID. Mm-hmm. And then the last time it was canceled was because I have a blood issue that I'm working on. Whether it gets resolved or not, I don't know. I've let it go to the universe. But anyway, I was at home and I was in pain. And I looked up and I saw this kit that my mother had given me about 30 years ago. And it was an autobiography kit, right?
Yeah.
So I started to fill it out. Page one was write your family tree, right? I forgot two brothers. What are you going to do? I have so many. Page two was write down your three earliest childhood memories. And I did.
Okay.
They were all traumatic. And I didn't remember them until that moment. And it was a lot. It was really heavy to come to grips with the things that came into my memory. I put my pen down and I decided that I was going to do a workout. It was going to stretch my hip. I was in so much pain for so long. Chronic pain changes a person, right? And compounding stress will kill you. I had a lot of things going against me at that moment. I decided to work out with this exercise band, work out with this exercise ball. And right as soon as I started doing it, I got this feeling of calm. I got this feeling of this tingly, cold and warm all at the same time. And instead of blood going through my veins, I saw like this golden light going through my veins, and it rushed to my hip and it rushed to my shoulder, which I couldn't pick up. And I stood up and I had no pain. And I did a deep knee bend and I had no pain. And I did a jumping jack and I had no pain. And the whole time I was just thanking the universe. And I really think it was because it all started because I took that trauma out of my head and I put it on a piece of paper and I let it go. And then I showed myself a little kindness by trying to help myself, because you got to help yourself mm-hmm. in order for anything to come behind it. And I think the universe just said, you know, here, let's give you a break. And it showed me what life was like without pain, which I hadn't had for a long time.
Wow. You know, Mary, can I ask you, why did you keep everything to yourself, all the trauma? Because I experienced that as well. I literally only, my show like reminded me of, wow, I was molested. And I totally forgot about that. And I just...
You block it out. And I'm going to tell you, because I was raised Catholic, and mm-hmm. I was raised on the acronym JOY, where it was you serve Jesus, others, and yourself last. And mm-hmm. I didn't think I mattered. I didn't think my story mattered. I didn't think any of it mattered. I was supposed to do for others before me.
And
those days are over.
I'm so glad, you know, because I want you to share this, because I'm sure a lot of, you know, I broke down on my show here, and I know that whoever, even if we touch just one person, you know, one person's life, I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of you out there who are listening right now, you're going through stuff. You had traumas from your, you know, that you don't want to go back to. But then again, somehow you have to release that, get it out of your system, just like what you did. You know, you wrote it down. In my case, I talked about it on the show. You wrote it down and you felt that release inside you. And all of a sudden, wow, you just felt that love for yourself and giving kindness for yourself.
And honestly, Oh My Girl was started for me to help other women get ahead in business. You know, and now it's rolled into something else. It's pivoted into more of a success coach for life and for business, because people have a lot of stuff stuffed way down inside of them. And somebody that may have said something to you when you were 7 years old is sitting mm-hmm. down in there, and it's manifesting itself, and it's making you believe that you can't do something, or you can't have something, or you can't be something. And that's a lie. So we're all here to get what we desire. We're here to have an enjoyable life, not one filled with tears and sadness. We're here to live every day and enjoy every moment and embrace everyone around us. You know, I had to cut some people out of my life. So be it.
That's okay. Yeah.
And I did that when I released that trauma from my brain. I allowed some room for some great stuff to come in. When I released those people from my life, I made some room for some fantastic people like you and Max to come in. Mm-hmm. And I really just wake up every day with this gratitude attitude. Every day I wake up and make sure my first thought is about myself, found some things that I'm grateful for. And I think about how I want to feel that day and how I want to make others feel. So, and that's where my coaches came in. And I knew I was on the right path when I opened my coaching business, and all of my clients are in the health and wellness industry. So not only are they paying me to teach them how to run their business, they are teaching me how to take care of myself, which I've never done. I've never had a boundary in my life, not when it came to food, drugs, work, anything.
Yeah.
I never had a boundary. So I'm learning a lot. And I just, if I can do anything, I would love to save somebody else some time.
Yes.
And learn from my experience. If I can save you 1 minute, or save you one day of saying shitty things to yourself, saying bad things to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. That's my goal.
Wow. This is amazing. Wait, so you mentioned on one of your write-ups that for the first time in almost 40 years, you were able to stop doing and just be.
And just be, yeah.
Well, and you honestly have been preparing for this your whole life. And social, you said that social distancing is your job. You actually stopped worrying during the pandemic. So, well, I mean, can you tell us about this and why?
Yeah. Well, because I've always just been a savage at work. I've just, you know, every day I woke up and I'm like, how can I perform? How can I produce? How can I do? And I was always doing. And COVID came along and, you know, gave me quiet time to think and lots of space to create. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I just stopped doing and I just started being. And I was always so worried about my next move and my next dollar and my next acquisition or whatever. And I never was in the moment. And I was just robbing myself of joy by not sitting and enjoying and being grateful for all that I have and stop worrying about what's coming. Because guess what? You can't control it.
Yeah.
Your worrying is not going to change the outcome of any situation that is coming at you. Worrying is not going to change it. Stressing out is not going to change it. The only thing that's going to change is your health and your vibe and whatever you're attracting.
Wow.
So I decided to keep my vibe real high.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't meet other people at their vibe. Mm-hmm. I bring them up to mine however I can. And every day I pick a random person out of my phone and send them an I love you text. That helps.
Oh, that is so good. I love that. Wait, so you said about the vibe, right? How do you keep that vibe, you know, high? And how do you raise that vibration?
You can't focus on what you don't have. You can't give attention to what you're missing in your life. Yeah. You have to really look at if you have one shoe, don't be mad because you don't have two shoes. Be happy to have that one shoe because we're all just so lucky and blessed. Every day I wake up and no one's more surprised than I am every day when I wake up because I was really, really hard on myself my entire life. And the fact that I get another chance every day to do good and be good and have good is just such a blessing. And I'm so grateful for that. And that's how I keep my vibe high. I constantly remind myself how lucky and blessed I am. I have 13 siblings. I had a great life. I have great businesses. I got a cute dog, you know, I've got people around me.
But wait, Mary, why were you so hard on yourself?
I think it's because of where I fell in my family tree. I feel like I kind of got lost in the shuffle and maybe I mistook my accomplishments for worthiness. I felt more worthy the more I did. And that's not, I don't have to do anything to be loved. I just have to be. I'm good enough, you know?
Wait, okay. Speaking of love.
Tell me.
How do you define love? What is love to you?
Someone
asked me that. It's very hard to explain, actually. It's very hard to describe.
It's not really, because it's unconditional. True love is unconditional, and it's there. And it doesn't make you feel bad and it doesn't make you feel guilty and it doesn't give you ultimatums and it doesn't make you have weird choices. It's just there for you to use as you see fit unconditionally.
Did love make you, was love like a big role for you to start this business?
No. My business was completely monetarily was totally motivated by making some money. Honestly, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love her. Just being honest.
It was totally financially motivated. But I'm going to also tell you that I've never been more broke or more happy and fulfilled in my whole life.
I know, right? Max, didn't I tell you this? Like sometimes, somehow, when you don't have anything, somehow it's just, because we have, you know what? It's not being broke. It's you have
broke.
Everything, right?
Defining broke is more important than defining love, okay? Because everybody has some, you're not broke. You're not broken. And it's just about, I had to love me first in order for all of this to happen. I really had to just be so nice to myself, just even a little bit nice to myself.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Great. So also have not heard about Oh My Girl Media, can you tell us about what you do? Because I want people to start doing this. Oh, she has a 5-day Valentine challenge starting today.
Yes.
And I want everyone, all of us to, and I want everyone to start this starting today. Is it free?
It's free.
Okay, it's free. You know, let's do this from Monday to Friday. It's Valentine's Day this weekend. Before we give love to our spouses or to our children, or the next person that you see, let us do this challenge. So what is this challenge? Well, can you tell us about it?
I'll tell you, I'm challenging everybody. It's a Valentine challenge, and I'm challenging everybody to fall in love with themselves. And that's going to start by doing some nice things for yourself.
What does that mean though? But that's not being very me, myself, and I, right?
There's nothing selfish about taking care of yourself.
Yes.
I was made to feel like, you know.
Say that again.
I grew up to believe that manicures were for the wealthy and people of leisure. I didn't understand what self-care was ever. That was a big problem in my life. So right now, like, the first thing on the challenge is to drink 8 glasses of water. Like, please, can we just start with hydrating? My God, it's just so simple to start with that. And I'll tell you, there's going to be some people that can't do it, you know, and I'm just here to remind them to do it. And there's a checklist on there. It's not difficult. And there's 6 things that I want everybody to do every day. And I'm only asking people to do 4 of them. The water is non-negotiable. You got to do that. So it's really 5 things. And with a little journaling that goes into it, which is okay. You got to write it down to get it out. You know, I use the term brain dump you got to get it all out of your head and allow space for the good thoughts to come in. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Oh My Girl Media on Instagram just DM me your email address, I will send out the goods. I will send out the Zoom links and the room links and the Boom links and whatever you want to call them, I'll send it all out.
Oh my God. I love this. What gave you an idea for this challenge?
I needed to do it for myself.
Oh, see?
And I'm bringing some people with me because the more the merrier.
Yeah.
So I could say eat, drink, and meet Mary. I'm bringing them with me because I need the support of my ladies around me.
Debbie Smith is tuning in. Oh my gosh. Hi, Debbie.
She's one of my 6 sisters. So
wait, really? Wait. Okay. How many sisters and how many brothers do you have?
There's 7 boys and 7 girls.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And I'm the youngest, so.
And you're the youngest, right?
I'm 52, so they're.
Wait, I think I told you why most of the comedians are always the youngest.
Yes.
And now you are doing it. And my sister also is a comedian. She's the youngest. I mean, how did you find this? You know, I want to talk about this because there's a lot of, you know, people out there also like, what do I do? Like, what's the next thing that I should be doing? Like, don't get
hire
stuck
me.
In just one, right?
Hire me. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, right? Hire you. How did you find that? Yeah.
I was married and my former husband was out 2 or 3 nights a week with his job, going to continuing education classes. And I was home babysitting his kids. So I'm like, I want a night out too. So I decided to take a stand-up comedy class. That's all I did. I took a stand-up comedy class and I graduated and I started getting hired out of the gate. I really didn't think I was going to be good at it, Jess. I didn't think I was going to be good at it. I really just wanted to get out of the house one night a week. And here I am 8 years later, still getting booked every week in gigs at the Improv and loving it. And get started. You gotta just start writing. You know, I try to write for an hour, at least an hour every day.
Are you writing a book now? Do you have plans of writing a book? Oh, what is it? What is it about?
Well, the first title was Catch and Release, The Sport of Dating. And I'm kind of pivoting now that I'm on this other journey.
Wow. Yeah.
About love and empathy But it's going to be about growing up, the youngest of 14 kids. I did a little stint in Scientology too. I've got a lot of experience.
Wait, you did?
I did.
Oh my God.
I did. I have no problem. I had a great time. But I have a lot of stories to tell. And like I said, I'm just here to show anybody else that might be experiencing some of the hardships that I've had in my past to show them that they can come out on the other side and still be a vibrant person that, you know, is full of love. I'm not hardened. It didn't jade me.
Yes.
You know, I thought after all of it, it started making me invulnerable. And there's nothing less sexy than somebody who thinks they're invulnerable, right? And vulnerability, I think, is beautiful. And attractive.
You have a quote that says, what is that about the heels and then love healing?
Oh, yeah. I wrote a keynote. I used to travel to do some public speaking. I was a motivational speaker, but for the dental field.
Yeah.
And I was teaching all the female dentists. It was from loving heels, like high heels.
Yeah. We all love high heels.
I'm still alone. to loving heels. Like it healed my heart to let a little love in and not be so, I don't know, stiff or regimented or, you know, stuck in a fixed pattern. You gotta let loose a little bit every once in a while, and you gotta let some love in. You gotta crack that heart open. That's the key to life right there. That's the key to happiness.
You know, Mary, I have one someone that I'm actually helping right now emotionally and mentally. And, you know, you mentioned you have 14 siblings. Did you ever have, because this person is having a problem with her parents right now, did you ever have any, you know, like an ill feeling towards your parents because you had 14 siblings and you felt you were ignored in some way?
You know, it's funny when I say lost in the shuffle, or like sometimes I say I was raised by wolves and my sisters get so mad at me because it's not a dig on my parents. It's just the way it was. Like we all perceived our childhoods differently from different points of view, depending upon, you know, nobody grew up like me and I didn't grow up like anybody else.
Yeah.
The time that I was resentful, I was, you know, I lived with my parents for a long, long time. I didn't get married until much later in life. And I was a bit resentful because I was one taking them to their doctor's appointments and everything every day. Yeah, and I'm like, there's 13 other kids. Where is everybody? But honestly, I'm going to tell you something, Jess. They taught me how to live life without them. That extra time taught me how to live life without them. And I feel like a lot of my siblings don't have that in their lives and they don't have the closure that I have. I was okay when they left this planet because they taught me how to do that. So all of the, that resentment was short lived. And there's no blame. There's no anything. There's no ill will. And I'm nothing but grateful for the experiences of my past because it led me to where I am and who I am today, which is going to in turn let me help so many other people get through the hard times in their life.
No, that's so true. The hard times, the low times, these are the times where you really, you know, you learn from it, right?
Especially now, people are feeling super disconnected right now. And like the state of mental health in this country this time next year terrifies me. I want to get out before that and maybe try to prevent some people having some existential crisis.
Okay. So Kathy answered our Instagram question. She loves herself by hugging herself every morning. How do you love yourself? How do you love yourself, listeners? How do you love yourself? this is a question from her.
Is she asking me that? Because I'll tell you what I do now.
Okay, what do you do? Yeah.
This is the question I pose to every woman when I do my group coaching or anything. Yeah. And I say, who here woke up and the first thought on their mind was what they were going to do for themselves that day?
Oh.
It's almost 2% raise their hands because everybody's thinking about what they're going to do for somebody else. So if you want to really love yourself and truly get into the habit of loving yourself, when your eyes open, you make sure that you figure out what you want to do for yourself that day first.
And
then you can think about what you're going to do for somebody else, but you put yourself first. Even it can only be for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It doesn't matter, but put yourself first. Do something for you first.
Okay. They're asking, how do they sign up for your course?
Oh, go to Oh My Girl Media.
Okay. Oh My Girl Media.
Yes. Oh My Girl Media. Okay. You can do Oh My Girl Media, gmail.com, Oh My Girl Media on Instagram, either one. You can email me, you can DM me. I just need an email address to send you all the links. I would love, love, love to have everybody come in. I have fantastic speakers. Tomorrow we have chakra health. The next day we have breath work. The day after that we have manifesting 101. We are going to take off into the stratosphere. Get ready to get on a rocket to your best life, because you're going to be the captain. You're going to be the captain of it. You're going to be so happy you joined us.
Okay. What is your answer to people who says, I am so busy, I have no time, I don't even have enough time?
If you keep saying that, you will never have time. That's a BS excuse. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I love it. Okay. Let's have a little bit of a fun. I have a few questions about love for you. What are the three things you love most?
My dog.
Okay.
My family.
Okay.
And right now, myself.
Yes. Okay, ladies, if you're listening, you join us, okay? What is something you love now as an adult that you didn't love before?
Just making my own choices. Yeah. Just making my own choices isn't. Yes. I'm the boss of me.
Yes. You know, you used to be married, right, Mary? And when you're married, sometimes, well, like me, sometimes I listen. You know what I mean. You decide with your husband, right? Yeah. Or you let your husband decide and not you, right? So I think
more the reasons why I'm not married.
Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah, I need autonomy. I need independence. I believe that two people are stronger when they're independent and they come together, and they can do their thing. But if you are not independent and you're constantly like leaning on your spouse to look for them for fulfillment or for happiness or for joy.
Yes.
It's an inside job, baby. Happiness is an inside job.
Okay. How do you show others? Okay. How do you show your others you love them?
Oh, I straight up tell them now. I straight up call them. I tell everybody I love them before I hang up. But really, for me to show my love is to give them my time and my full attention. I don't talk to anybody and have my phone in my hand. I don't take a meeting and have my phone on my desk. I don't go to dinner and leave my phone on my lap. I disconnect and I give them my full attention, and that's how they know I love them.
Yes. Okay, last question. How do you want others to love you?
Get your checkbooks. No, I'm kidding. honestly, to love me is to let me be in service to you. Oh, however I can help you is how I feel the most loved.
Oh, that's so true, right? I feel like helping somebody, making them happy, is such a fulfillment.
Well, my friend Kathy says the opposite of depression isn't happiness, it's purpose. I want to help everybody find their purpose here. Nobody's a mistake. We're all here for a reason. And I want to help people find their purpose so they can live happy.
How do you find that purpose?
Well, you gotta think about what you do in your free time. You know, what is it that you go to when you're not, you know, chained to a desk at a 9-to-5? Tell me how you would choose to spend your life. You know, is it baking cookies? Well, let's get in the kitchen and make some cookies. Let's do some cost per plate. See how much it's going to cost to actually get that out there to the masses. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
Right?
Rocket science. Don't worry. It's okay.
No, that's so true. You know, my friend Sheila, she lost her son. And it's
tragic.
Yeah, it's a tragic, you know, losing her son. But, you know, she found her purpose by cooking.
It's very soothing.
Feeding people.
Very therapeutic, especially when you've got somebody fun to do it with, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever feels good, That's the direction you need to go in. Don't worry about next month. Just worry about your next right move.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There's another. Diana says she gives herself patience and forgiveness. She gives herself patience and forgiveness. That's so true. Right? That's how she loves herself. Remember, you mentioned this a while ago. You've forgiven whatever, you know, you didn't have any resentment towards your parents. So, you know, that whole forgiveness is just such a piece of, it just gives you joy and peace of mind to have that.
Right. Well, you forgive the person and doesn't discredit what they did. It doesn't mean that it's okay. They didn't get away with anything. You forgive that person for yourself. You forgive them to let go of that big burden in your brain and get rid of that stuff out of your soul.
That's so true. Hello, Giselle. Gigi, you're listening to us and she's watching, I think. Hello. Oh my gosh. Okay. What else? What else can you, what are the three, you know, we only have 5 minutes.
No.
Oh my gosh. And so what are the three most important things to just get out there and start loving yourself? Can you please give them an advice? Like, you know, lead the path.
Yes. Please write down every day. Write down every day three things you're grateful for.
Yes.
Even if you think that you're in a crummy place in your life, believe me, you've got more around you than you know. Two, have patience with yourself. Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say. Mm-hmm. You're not going to lose all the weight in 2 hours. You're not going to quit that habit in 7 minutes. Be patient with yourself and be kind to yourself. Three, the more you love yourself, the more you're able to love others. Period. You cannot love anyone else if you do not love yourself. Stop pretending. You've got to give yourself the credit. You've got to give yourself the attention. It's okay to take 10 minutes by yourself every day. You don't have to serve all day long. Serve yourself.
Wow. Amen. You know, guys, I mean, ladies, it's not the material things that, you know, for people who don't know Mary was this whole multi, you know, this million dollar asset, you know, and then she went from this high up there to her lowest, you know, darkest part of her life. But then look at you. You look amazing. You look so radiant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and now this is the purpose. It's not the money, ladies. It's not the money. It's not, you know, all the nice.
It's not the money.
Well, it's
the
money, you know, how homes and everything you can have, you know, these are things that will rot. These are things that will,
things.
Yes. And the attitude, the right attitude, the purpose that you give to others. I think this is like, you know, this is what matters, right? Most.
More love, baby. Just more love. That's it.
Just more love. You know, you look so amazing. You look so radiant. Yeah.
I'm in a really good space in my life. And I honestly, I don't think I've ever uttered those words before. And
you said you are in that bright space of your life. How did you get there?
I fell.
Oh.
I fell to the bottom. Like I said, from millions to food stamps, you know, and I had to rely on myself to figure out what was I here for? I'm not here to broker deals for, you know, whatever failing business I'm taking over. I am here to live my purpose, which is pivoting every day and growing every day and changing every day, and to serve others to help them find theirs. I don't need one more thing in this life, Jessica. I don't need one more pair of shoes, I don't need one more thing in this life. I don't need another thing. I'm here to teach and nurture and contribute in my own.
I have a question. How did you get back up?
Thank God for my friends and family. You know, I took this class last year that was 3 months long. I haven't worked since March. I'm in wicked pain with my hip. And my brothers and sisters got together and paid my rent till the end of the year so I could focus on this class and learn why I'm here and dig deep inside of myself and unearth some pretty sticky situations so I can move forward in my life. I thank God every day after I thank myself for something, for my friends and family who love me unconditionally. And I am finally finding out that I am worthy of receiving that love.
Wow, that is so good. You know, I want Mary to share how she met Max, and I met Mary through Max.
I took a class with Sherry Salata, who, oh my mm-hmm. goodness, she helped me talk about rewriting a narrative. She mm-hmm. helped me rewrite the narrative that runs through my head every day. You know, you go through these classes and you bring a lot of stuff up that is not comfortable. And I felt like I could sit down at the dinner table with Sherry Salata and feel better. She just gave me the permission uh-huh. to accept who I am as I am. And that accomplishment didn't equal worthiness, right? I'm worthy of love, whether I do something for you or not. And that was a groundbreaker for me. That was the thing that put me into this path.
Wow, that is amazing.
And Max was in that class. So funny, so cute. I love him.
For those of you that don't know Sherry, Sherry was the executive producer of Oprah Show for 20 years.
Incredible.
Wow.
What a ride.
And the author of the book, which book?
The Beautiful No, which is an amazing thing. It's about when somebody says no to you, understand that there's a bigger reason behind that. There's something bigger and better coming.
Wait, what is the beautiful no for you?
For me probably was COVID. I was so mad that I was not going to work. And I worked in the health and wellness industry where we touched people, where we stretch people, and they closed us down. And I'm like, I don't even know if this business is ever going to be alive again. Mm-hmm. Right. And look at me now.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
No, Max, for me, I'm the same. This COVID was my beautiful no. We are the same. I found, you know, there's so many realizations that, you know, I learned from this whole COVID, and a lot of things happened, just not just to me, but for my whole family, that this, like, oh, it really made us, you know. Yeah. Oh, shit, we have 2 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Okay. Wait, hold on, Mary. I want you to tell everyone about your company, your business before we leave.
Oh, My Girl Media is dedicated primarily to helping women business owners figure out some things. I'm a customer service expert. I'm great with computers. I'm great with negotiating. I'm great with management. I do group coaching. I do all of those things. Also, now, you know, you sell the person what they want and you really give them what they need. I'm an emotional support person also. So whatever your needs are, from learning how to do Canva to opening an LLC, I'm your girl.
Yes.
And please join my challenge. Go to ohmygirlmedia at gmail.com. Send me your email and I'll send you all the stuff. And please join us.
Hey, please, let's support Mary. Let's support Mary Smith, Mary C. Smith, and also her Oh My Girl Media.
Thank you so much.
Her. Yeah, you will learn a lot from her. When is your book coming out?
I'm not even done writing it, but... I'm gonna say by the end of the year.
Okay.
Help my own.
Okay. Process. Let's that's gonna happen. Let's manifest that. It's gonna happen. Okay. Okay. Can you tell us about your book for? Oh wait, hold on. Okay. Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman is gonna be an audio soon. So yes, that's my book. So thank you so much, Mary. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you so much.
Yes, for our tip for the day, my advice, what is love? For me, I found love when I found God. Because in John 14, 19, he says, we love because he loved us first. If you are captivated by God's love, by God's great love, you already have that love in you. And that love in you, you loving yourself, that love in yourself, now you can give it to others. So take some time to reach out to someone you love today for no other reason than to tell them, I love you. Just like what Mary said, random person. Yeah, random. Random person, just say hi. And don't forget, on YouTube, my PSA, I love you. My I love you PSA. We won a Davy Award for that. For astounding PSA. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for everyone who listened to our show. And thank you, Mary. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I love you and have a great Valentine's Day with yourself and with your loved one. And remember to give love to the next person that you see after listening and watching our show. Thank you.
Through faith I found love, with love I found hope, the power is from above.